This is Jim Newton with a word from the Word for you today. It is written, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You see, when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, the old man with the nature of sin dies. The old man that you were, that has the nature of sin, dies. And a new man is automatically created in Christ Jesus. And that new man is brought forth by the Spirit of the Lord. That is why you are said to be born again. Simply put, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Automatically, your spirit receives the very same Spirit of Christ Jesus. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit begins to live in you. There may be no physical changes, and you may not even have any radical experience of knowing Christ. But in your spirit, you are completely new in Christ. In order to begin to feel and experience the pure love of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, you do need to renew your mind. And you do this with the Word of God and with deliberate confessions of the Word of God. It is so very important that you fall in love with the Word of God. Read it daily and appropriate rich promises, thousands of promises that we have in the Bible. And of course, be deliberate about prophesying the promises of God to yourself. In the course of time, what you decree and declare soon harmonizes with your spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit, soul, and body, they all become harmonious. They come into harmony. What does this mean? The words that you decree begin to produce physically. And I tell you this truth, which you may not have heard before. You are indeed a new creature, body, soul, and spirit. And by deliberately confessing your newness in Christ, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, you can bring about noticeable changes in your body. Glory to God. Declare the word and settle it in your heart. I am in Christ. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. Diseases, afflictions, shame, reproach, curses, oppression, all evils and all destructions have passed away. They passed away with the old man who died and was laid to rest. Yes, you are now a new creature. You are the new man. Behold. Behold means look. Look, all things have become new in you. Glory to God. Say to yourself, all things have become new in my life. I have been resurrected to a new life in Christ Jesus. A life of perpetual joy and happiness. A life of renewed hope and glory. A life of peace and prosperity. And all things have become new in my body, soul, and spirit. Glory to God. Now start to speak to your body. If you desire physical changes, your body can hear you when you speak to it. And if you speak long enough, it will obey and align itself with the Word of God. Say to your body, my body, all things have become new in you. I command you to line up with the Word of God. Call the parts of your body by name and tell them how new they have become in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. and then ask the Lord to establish the words that you have spoken, and that he should truly cause all things to become new just as you have spoken. And the Lord, who has heard what you said, is well able to establish in the physical that which you have declared. Glory be to God. Your words will not return to you void. I decree they will produce exactly what you want them to produce. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.